Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, mit Sechtes Ahalas, Perik Dalit Mischne Gimel, hoya oimeid betoicha Pesach. This cabinet is standing in the doorway of the house. V'niftach lechutz, but the doorway of the cabinet is toward the outside. So if I would come to this house, there's a cabinet in the doorway. Maybe I'll open up the doorway of the cabinet thinking it's the doorway of the house, and whoop, this is a cabinet. Actually, it protrudes a little bit outside. Zakt Mishnah Tumah betoichai, if there's Tumah in this migdal, in this cabinet, Habai is tar, the house is tar. And for that matter, according to this girsa, Tumah b'bayis, if the Tumah is in the house, Masha betoichai, what's in the cabinet is also tar. Reason being, again, this is the girsa of the Batanura, Shederech HaTumah, it's the derech of the Tumah in this box, lots is to go out of the box toward the outside, the opening is toward the outside, and also it's the derech of the Tumah in the house, come out through the doorway, not through the cabinet. Either the cabinet is blocking the doorway. Well, it's not completely blocking the doorway, according to this girsa. The ein darka, it's not the derech of tumah likon, it's not to come in from what's inside the cabinet into the house, or from what's inside the house into the cabinet. So in other words, the house won't become tameh because of the migdal, and the migdal won't become tameh because of the house. So the Batanura explains, cabinet has to be big enough. Big enough means pesach tefach. This way it's like an entity on its own. If it was less than a pesach tefach, then the tumah would come out into the house. But because it's pesach tefach, the cabinet is its own entity. It keeps the tumah inside. And if the tumah is in the house, we don't say it goes through the cabinet to the outside. Either there's a different doorway, if there's another doorway, or there's some space over here for the tumah to go out. But it's not the derech of tumah to go into the cabinet, even though it's in the doorway. But then there's another girsa in the Mishnah. The other girsa is, let's go back a little bit. Tumah bebayis, if the tumah is in the house, masha betoichai, what's in the migdal, what's in the cabinet, tumah is tumah. Why? Shederecha tumah latzeis, veidarka likanis. According to this pshat, the migdal totally seals the Pesach. There's no way to get anything in or out of here. And there's no other doorway. So now the tumah in the house has to come out. And there's no other way for it to come out rather than through the migdal. Then what's in the migdal will become tumah. Although it's not the derech of the tumah in the migdal to come into the house, because the opening of the migdal is toward the outside. So again, so this is like a Mishnah on its own. Everyone agrees. We're talking about a migdal in the doorway. Tumah in the migdal won't affect the house. Tumah in the house depends on the girsa. Some say it won't affect the migdal, assuming that there's a way to get out, that there's some space over here, or there's another doorway. And some say that if the migdal totally seals the doorway, then our Mishnah is teaching us, yes, the tumah will come into the migdal on its way out. And therefore, what's in the migdal would be tumah. Okay, let's go on now to what practically is a different Mishnah. Of course, it's still part of Mishnah Gimel. This migdal, they made it in a very practical way. It has a wheel. Picture a wheelbarrow. It may not have a wheel in the front, but you kind of lift it. You tilt it to the back, and that's how you move it back and forth. So there's a wheel, it's large, and it's empty on the inside. And our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's tumah inside it. Now, the wheel is behind the cabinet, right? You tilt the cabinet back, and that's how you roll it with the wheel. The cabinet is facing outside. That means the wheel is inside the house. So, if the wheel of this migdal, the wheel is behind the migdal in the house, not very far behind. Let's say up until shalish its boys. So again, I want you to get the picture. The opening of the migdal is to the outside of the house. The migdal is in the doorway. Same as in the previous case. The wheel is behind the migdal in the house, a little bit set back from the migdal. That's what it means, meshucha l'achayrav, but not more than three fingers. Zak the Mishnah. Tumah sham keneged ha-kayreis, habayis tar. Even if there's tumah in the wheel, and from the point of that tumah, I would look up and I would see the ceiling of the house, because it's inside the house. I still say habayis tar. Why? Because the wheel is so near the migdal, it's considered a chelik of the migdal. And the tumah in this wheel is as if it's in the migdal. And being again that the migdal is open to the outside, the tumah does not go into the house. Rather, we view the path of tumah from the wheel into the migdal to the outside. but it's not really from the wheel into the migdal because the wheel is already part of the migdal, and that's the reason the house is tar. So first of all, what do you mean this tumah in the wheel? What part of the wheel? And the answer is the wheel is hollow. And Enochanami, if I would draw an imaginary line from the tumah in the wheel, straight up, it would hit the ceiling of the house. But I still say, because the wheel is part of the migdal, the tumah is not underneath the ceiling of the house, it's in the migdal, and the migdal is facing out. But I need three conditions. Bamed varam amurim, condition one, bizman sheyesham, if you have in the hollow part of the mukhni, in the hollow part of the wheel, peseach tefach. Peseach tefach means a square tefach. Tefach long, tefach wide, and high a tefach. That's condition number one. In order for the tumah in the wheel to be considered in the cabinet, it has to have a din of oil. In other words, it's a separate entity. It's not in the house. It's in the cabinet. If you don't have this peseach tefach, so I don't consider it a separate thing, then it's part of the house. Then it comes right through. It's called tumah ritzutza. If you have a peseach tefach, the tumah stays here. If you don't have a peseach tefach, then it goes through the top of the mukhni, straight up. Yeah, not getting into the halacha of this, but just to give you the basic understanding, you know there's a big shiloh with kaihanim. If there's an aron on the airplane, how could the kohen go on the plane? So one of the things that sometimes they try to do, I'm not saying halacha, I'm just saying one of the things that Rabbanim try to work out, is that the aron is made in such a way that there's a peseach tefach. Where this way, according to some shitas, the tumah stays in the aron. But if there's no peseach tefach, then it comes right through. All right, so that's condition number one. Condition number two is ve'ina yaitza. Ve'ina yaitza means you cannot disconnect the wheel from the migdal. It's built in. But if you can just slip it out, I can't say that the mukhni is part of the migdal. Third condition is v'amigdal b'abimida. That the migdal is large enough, which we were saying all along at the beginning, that you could put in 40 sa, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. But if it had less than that shear, it is mekabel tumah. It's actually 40 liquid sa that are too kor if it's dry. That's when the migdal itself is not mekabel tumah. Once it's not mekabel tumah, it's also a chatzitza before tumah. But if it's less than that, explains about tenura, it's like any other keli, it's mekabel tumah. And once the keli is mekabel tumah, it can't block tumah. And the entire perek says about tenura. But tenura reminds us, whatever we said, migdal over here, we're talking about a migdal that is bo b'mida, meaning to say that would hold 40 liquid sa. So in this Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, we had a migdal in the doorway, open toward the outside. If there's tumah inside, the house is tar, because the tumah goes out, it doesn't come in. If there's tumah in the house, so it depends. We got a shaila in the girsas over here, but basically what we came out with is, if the migdal totally seals the doorway, there's no other way out, and there are no other doorways, then if there's tumah in the house, it's going to be matam of the migdal. It's going to go through the migdal to the outside. If there is an opening, in other words, doesn't totally seal the whole doorway, or there are other doorways, then the tumah goes out through the doorway, not through the migdal. So even if there's tumah in the house, what's in the migdal is tar. Then we spoke about a wheel that's behind the migdal, not more than shalosh etzbayos behind it, even though it's hollow and there's tumah there. And if I would draw a line, if I would drop a plumb line, a ruler from this tumah through the top of the wheel, I would be under the ceiling of the house, despite that the house is tahar, because the wheel is considered part of the migdal. It's as if the tumah is in the migdal. And as we explained, if there's tumah in the migdal, it's not metam of the house, but you have to have three conditions, and that is that the wheel is a pesach tefach, a square tefach, and it's high a tefach, that you can't detach the wheel. It's not made to go in and out, but it's permanently connected to the migdal, and that the migdal is ba b'mida, meaning to say that it's big enough, that it itself is not mekabel tumah. That's the reason it serves as a chatzitza for the tumah.